Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of What's the Bid. It is your host, DJ Pop-Tart, in the building. This is What's the Bid. Thank you for joining us here on StreamYard. You can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever your social media may take you. Tonight, we've got three brand new contestants who are here to show their pop culture, TV, and movie knowledge in hopes to win a wonderful Amazon gift card. We've got Senya, Don Mega, and Jacob in the building. How's going on, everybody?
What's up?
All right, let's start ladies first. Senya, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Ksenia. I have a YouTube channel called Ksenia Did That. I'm a wrestling journalist. I interview wrestlers. I advocate for inclusion in the industry of pro wrestling. And I am probably going to lose today because I'm not American. I was born in Russia, and I have very big knowledge of American media and culture. So this is going to be fun.
Excellent. And Don, what about yourself?
What's up, everybody? My name is Don Mega. I'm the host of Am I on the Air, an entertainment podcast that suits this show very well. So every week, bringing you the latest and greatest in entertainment news and television, movies, and reviews. So check it out, amiontheair.com, and of course, on all your favorite platforms. So glad to be here.
Don might be the ringer. Jacob, maybe. What's going on with you, man? Tell us a little about yourself.
Definitely. My name's Jacob. I don't have a podcast or anything, but I do work with student loans. So if you got student loans, need a little help, look me up on Facebook. It's jacob.burman, B-U-R-M-A-N, the number 2. Be glad to assist you guys.
Excellent. All right, everybody. It's time to play the game. Play my intro music. Time to begin. We're going to start with our first play-in question. So everybody, let's make sure we're over on the crowd website. Our play-in question, the faster you answer, the more points you will bank. You will not lose in this. The question is, why do Marv and Harry from Home Alone call themselves the Wet Bandits? Is it A, they always break open every bottle of liquor? B, they use water to freeze and pop open door locks? C, they always leave the water running? Or D, they spray down houses with garden hoses to remove evidence? The Wet Bandits. This is actually one of my favorite home Christmas movies. All right. On time is up. The correct answer should have been C.
Yes.
They always leave the water running. All right. Now, if you guys haven't watched the new one on Disney Plus, it's actually a good watch. I was skeptical, but you know, check out the new Home Alone movie on Disney Plus. Trying to get that plug in and Disney holler at us. All right. So for the two contestants who got that correct, you get some extra points. No worries. To the one wrong selector, you don't lose anything. You're all good. You're all good. We're not going to, you know, deduct anything yet. But we are going to move to round one. And round one questions are all about movie soundtracks. So yes, I hope you were, you know, buying CDs back in the day, or you actually going on YouTube and listening to the soundtracks of your favorite movies, because you're going to need that knowledge now. So before we get to the first question of round one, to recap the scores, we've got Senya at 100, Jacob in second with 159, and Don in the lead with 196. So before we get to the first question of round one, I just want you to know it is a multiple choice question about movie soundtracks. It is a multiple choice question. So let's head over the crowd purr.
Were you everyone able to go to the second link for round one? For round one.
Yes.
Yes.
Jacob, are you good with the?
Yeah, I believe so.
Where do you pick the points you want to wager?
Yes.
That is about to reveal itself.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's choose our bid. What's
the movie soundtracks?
Bid. Movie soundtracks. All right, so time is up. All bids should be in. All right. Ooh, we've already got somebody bidding 100.
Yeah, I didn't get my bid in. I was still scrolling.
Yeah, that was kind of fast, actually.
So do I just win? No. Thanks for playing, y'all.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be faster than that, guys. All right, let's just do this. We will. Jacob, how much are you willing to bid?
50.
50. Okay. All right. So, do we have everybody's bid now? Darius,
everybody's bid is in. We have Xenia with 20 and Don with 100.
Awesome.
Confident.
Go big or go home, right?
There we go. All right. So let's get to the question. Eye of the Tiger was first heard on which soundtrack? Was it Rocky, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, or Rocky 4? And all answers should have been in because the time is up, and we've got one answer with Rocky and another one for Rocky 2. I think you guys got to watch your boxing movies because this is Rocky 3.
Damn it.
Oh, man.
It's Rocky 3. It's Rocky 3. Okay, well, nobody got the points there, and we've got some people that lost some points. Yep. It's okay. We're going to shake this off. Lucky thing for you is nobody volunteered to double their bid that time. Nobody volunteered. So we're still good. All right.
Well, now Don has nothing to double.
I still got some points.
Nah, he's got some points. He had 196. Now he's down to 96.
Okay. Woo. I'm just trying to be a girl. Sorry.
I like the little trash talking. I love it. All right.
I mean, I represent wrestling here, so I might as well just play the part.
She's healing it up.
She's healing it up.
All right, so before we get to the next question, and before you make a bid, the next one is all scrambled up. So you're going to see a word or words, and you must unscramble it and type in your response on CrowdPurr.
Still soundtracks?
Still dealing with soundtracks. All right, so let's get to bidding. Remember, it goes fast. And what's the bid? All right. Now, before we go to the question, would anybody like to double your wager.
Go to mom.
No. Okay. Nobody would like to double their wager. All right. So we're going to move on to the question, which is all scrambled up. Dealing with movie soundtracks.
Hold on one second.
Holding on one second. There's a child in the studio.
There is.
All right. So again, this question, you are going to be typing in your response onto CrowdPer. Spelling. Let's try to make spelling count here. And honestly, if I, you know, hindsight's going to be 2020. I'm thinking that you guys are going to be like, dang, I should have doubled my bid. Man behind the curtain, are we here? Are we ready? Still not back.
No, just one second, please.
We would go to a commercial break here.
Got to get those sponsors.
Yeah.
Right? Man. This segment is brought to you by Am I on the Air? Check it out.
Yes, check it out. Am I on the Air? What did you give the new Ghostbusters movie?
I gave it a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. You can listen to that review on the latest episode.
There's your commercial.
There's your commercial.
I'll stream it.
Did not see the movie.
It was good. It was good. It had some good heart. It was very nostalgic.
Senya, are you into WWE and AEW? Do you have a preference? Do you like them all? What are you into?
I like them all. I also, for work, I have to watch everything. So it's WWE, AEW, GCW, some ROH and Impact sprinkled in here and there, a lot of indies. So yeah, but if I'm completely honest with you, recently I've been finding myself preferring AEW programming.
Okay. All right. And Jacob, yeah, I wish I knew that you were doing student loans years ago before I paid off my student loans, sir.
Well, especially since you're a teacher.
Yeah, I paid them all off.
Damn.
I might have to see if my wife needs your help because she's going to start paying hers back.
Yeah.
All right.
Back?
We're back. All right. CrowdPer. Commercial break is over. All right, here we are over at CrowdPer. You must unscramble your response on CrowdPer. Time is about to begin. Hint, think Disney. Think Disney. Enter your response. Hit enter.
Yeah, that was worth a double.
I'm telling you, you were gonna be like, dang it, I should have doubled. Oh man. All right. And time is up. And
I think I just got it.
Oh wow.
I just needed 10 more seconds. My eyes were crossing.
The answer, Beauty and the Beast, is correct. All right. Oh, man. 10 more seconds. I don't even think you needed 10. I think you saw it like 3 seconds later.
I saw it as soon as it went to this screen. I was like, oh, there it is.
I'm telling you, that one right there was
never like, been good at these word jumbles.
Yeah, I was thinking Beats for a while until you said Disney.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, what Harry Potter's nonsense is
this? Yeah, Fantastical Beasts and Where to Find Them. All right. So we are halfway through round one of movie soundtracks, giving my man behind the curtain a little time to calculate the scores before we go to bidding in the next question. Your next question, however, is going to be a finish the lyrics. Finish the lyrics. So in this one, I will say or sing. You will also be able to see it. And then you must just type in the missing part or parts. All right. Are we done mathing?
You know math is hard, right?
I do. All right. I'm giving you a couple more seconds. I thought about taking my calculator out and helping you, but
You could have.
You see more stuff, you know, behind the scene than I do. All right. Here we are. All right. So Don is at 76. He went from first to worst. Senya is at 110, and Jacob is in the lead with 129. As we go to the finish the lyrics question, let's get to the bidding. Finish the lyrics. What's your bid? And time has expired. We're going low here, I see. 40, 30, and 20. Is there anyone willing to double? I'm assuming not, since we started out so low. Okay. Let's get to the question. Feel like you guys are feeling this game out. You're going to be more aggressive in round two. I got it. Let's get to the question about finish the lyrics. The time will start after I am done. I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Because I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Blank, blank, don't got a cuss in his raps to sell records. Well, I do. Let's fill in the blank. I'll tell you that word. Eminem. My favorite rapper all time, Mr. Marshall Mathers. And time has expired. Let's see if they were able to. Lil Biggie.
I love Lil Biggie. Lil Biggie don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records.
That may be true. He doesn't have that to. May be true.
Yeah, because he does not exist. All right, so we've got a Lil Biggie, we've got a Will Smith. One of those is correct. We'll leave that to you.
I wonder which one.
All right, so Will Smith don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records. Congratulations.
It's an answer, though. Someone didn't even give an answer.
Somebody did not answer.
I kept thinking,
I gotta take my chances
for some reason, and I knew it was Dr. Dre.
No, it was Will Smith. All right, okay, that's the end of that question. No more finish the lyrics right now. All right. We're going to go to the last question of round one, which is movie soundtracks. This question is a different question now. It's five of a kind. In this, you're going to get five things, and there's a common thread. You must figure out what they are all related to. And again, movie soundtracks. Blah, blah. Let's get to bidding. As you see your scores on the StreamYard. get to bidding. 3 seconds. What's your bid? Time has run out. We've got 2 for $20. Got 1 for $40. All right. Okay, let's see how we do on 5 of a kind. Again, I'm not even going to ask if you want to double because I already know the answer is no because we're bidding so low.
We're cowards.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I already bid 100 points out the gate. I got to chill, right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Name this soundtrack for I Will Turn to You, Fly Like an Eagle, The Winner, I Found My Smile Again. What's the common thread? What is the common thread here?
It says game
I was a little bit quick on the timer, so I paused it for a second.
We pause the time. Give you time to type in your response.
I can't type anything.
We can't type it in while it's
let's can we start it over?
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't
because you started before I even finished reading the question. Can we start it over? Or are we going to have them type their response into something else?
Yeah, let's see.
I got my response in.
Good for you.
I was still reading the
question. Let me start it over here.
All right. Let me scan.
All right.
Here we go. 10 seconds. Oh, man, we got to run. I'm going to run through round two for me to keep my 45 seconds. No. That's question one. No.
Nah. 1 second.
No. Swipe right or swipe left. One of them. All right. Name this movie soundtrack for You, I Will, I Turn to You, Fly Like an Eagle, The Winner, I Found My Smile Again. What is the common thread here? Type in your response now.
I give up.
She has no idea. Are you a Michael Jordan fan?
Me?
Yeah. Or LeBron James?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a basketball fan at all.
I asked because the answer is Space Jam.
Because of Fly
would never even cross my mind.
Yeah, it was purely Fly Like an Eagle.
All right. I only know about that one and For You I Will. Those are the only two I can remember off the top of my head.
I didn't know I Turned to You was in that movie.
I didn't either. All right. So we know who got the answers right there, and we know who did not. And that is the end of round one. So as he is tabulating your scores, I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen next. We're going to go on to another play-in question. So you do not need to bid here. It will be another one of the faster you respond, the more points you get. We're going to have to, of course, get the crowd per the new link for round two. Because of crowd per and its silliness. But to recap the scores after the first round, Asenia is at 60, Don is at 116, Jacob is at 129, and all three contestants still. Mute your mic, sir. All three contestants still have their double that they can use. All right. So let's get the new crowd per link. Let me know if everybody's good with the next link. Are there any issues? No? All right. So we are going to do the play-in question. What is the name of Ralphie's younger brother? Ralphie, another one of my favorite Christmas movies. Is it A, Rory, B, Rowan, C, Ronnie, or D, Randy? What is the name of Ralphie's younger brother?
It's such a shame because I've actually seen this movie. I've actually watched this movie last year. On my attempt to, you know, get on the loop with American movies, American Christmas movies.
Yeah, it's a Christmas staple, and guess what? Yep. We all got it correct. Everybody picked Randy. And Randy is correct. All right, excellent. Good job. We got points. Points are good. It's a good thing. Awesome. You'll shoot your eye out for that Red Ryder BB gun. All right. Now, we're going to 80s and 90s sitcoms.
Sure.
Sandy, I hope you were over there watching some 80s and 90s sitcoms, maybe on YouTube or something.
Hulu.
All right. So that is what round two is going to be all about. 80s and 90s sitcoms. ABC, NBC, CBS, W. Back then it was the WB. Yeah, the WB.
WB.
UPN.
UPN. All right. All right. So the new points from the play-in. He's still going to tabulate that. The first question for round two, 80s and 90s sitcom, is another All Scrambled Up, Don. On cross those eyes, Don.
There's a conspiracy going on around here.
All right. So, the points. Before we get to the bids, Jacob is in the lead with 219. Don is at 207. Sanya is at 96. Again, you can wager up to 100, and you can double one time in this round. Use it or lose it. Let's get to All Scrambled Up. Made your wagers now. As Shaq dances. Here we go.
1 second.
I got to work on my hand gestures and time it right. Here we go. Make your bids. What's the bid? Okay, 50, 40, and 20. All right, we're getting higher. 40 used to be the watermark, and now we're at 50. All right.
We have nothing to lose.
50, 40, and 20. Okay, before we get to the question, does anybody want to double their wager? No. Awesome. All right, here we go. All Scrambled Up, 80s and 90s sitcom. Unscramble the title. What is this? Time starts.
Time starts.
Now. Oh. Now, yes. There we go. It was giving you more time. It was moving it from 15 to 25 seconds. Okay. What is this 80s, 90s sitcom related
I like to double my bid.
Nah, too late, dog. Too late.
Oh, I think my feed is delayed. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, all three contestants have typed in family matters.
The one type of question I can actually answer.
All right. She's a big Steve Urkel or Stefan Urkel fan. All right. Family Matters is the correct
answer. No, I'm just a fan of unscrambling words.
Yeah, she's just good at unscrambling. She's like, what the hell's a family matter?
Because I'm like you guys, I actually had to learn how to speak English. And that's one of the things we did. So
that's awesome.
Oh my god. All right, that's awesome. All right, yes, Family Matters is what everybody put in, and Family Matters is correct, and points are up. We've got Zenny at 146, Don at 227, and Jacob at 259. And the next question of 80s and 90s sitcoms is going to be a rank this question. Going to be a rank this question. So you're going to get some things in a different order, and then you are going to then put them in the correct order. So all you're going to do is just rearrange stuff and put them in the correct order. So let's head over to the crowd. Per, enter your bid. All right, 5 seconds left. What's the bid? All right, we've got 50, we got 30, we got 10. All right. This is the first time that we had somebody
being realistic.
Hey, there's a method to her madness. All right, now. Does anybody want to double their bid? No? All right, cool. Let's go to the question. You are going to place these shows in order from lowest to long or highest number of seasons aired. So put them in order. You don't need to write out the whole word. You can just put the numbers in the correct order from lowest number of seasons to highest number of seasons. We've got number one, Growing Pains. Number two, Full House. Number three, Frasier. And number four, Living Single. Put them in the correct sequential order from lowest to highest number of seasons. Time starts now. Growing Does Pains.
Fuller House count?
No. The twins weren't there. It doesn't count.
How about the Growing Pains movies? Continued.
I didn't even remember about those.
I think they had two.
Man. All right. Whew. Okay.
Yes.
So we've got 4-1-2-3.
Yeah, I do.
4-1-3-2. All right. Now, the correct order from lowest to highest, Living Single, which is number four, had 5 seasons. Growing Pains had 7 seasons. Full House had 8, and Frasier was the longest out of the 4 with 11. So yes. Your correct order should have been 4-1-2-3. Yes. All right. I see 4-1-2-3. Are we all good, man? Back? We got everything? He's muted himself. Must be. All right.
Just adding it up. Yep.
All right. Cool. All right. So we're halfway through round two. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you have two more questions. You have not used your double. Just saying. You might want to or get off the pot. All right. We're going to move on to the third question of 80s and 90s sitcom. This is another new category for you guys. Question type. It is called One of These Don't Belong. So you're going to get four choices. You have to pick the one that sticks out. It doesn't belong there. For example, I could say cheetah, lion, puppy, bobcat. You would pick the puppy because the rest of them are cats. So you must figure out which one does not belong. Let's get to CrowdPer and enter your bids. Okay, there we go. Do 5 seconds. And what's the bid? Was that too fast for everybody? Then. Time has run out. I don't see any. Is it just me? I didn't see. Oh, there we are.
It's rotating, but we've got. What do we have? Zinya at 90, Jacob at 60, and Don at 50.
Ooh, okay.
Does anybody ask that question now?
Does anybody want to double their bid? I think they're all going to wait for the last question. I felt it. There's a plan here. Okay, let's go to the question. Which of these shows don't belong? Think network. Which one is not there based on the network? Step by step. Cheers. Mr. Belvedere or Dinosaurs?
Network. Like I know.
Okay.
It's a horrible
change my answer.
Yeah, I want to change it.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to change it.
Three of them went with Dinosaurs.
Not the mama.
Not the mama and not the answers.
I knew it. Yep. Cheers was NBC, I believe.
Cheers was NBC while everything else was ABC.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
It's that pressure, man.
Yep. All right. I don't like when people are losing points.
The fact that I didn't screw up alone makes me feel so much better.
There you go. Solidarity. All right.
We all said Dinosaurs, baby.
We all said Dinosaurs. We're just fans of dinosaurs. It's okay. All right.
Sure, dinosaurs are cool.
Now streaming on Disney Plus. There's that Disney Plus plug again.
They should hit you up.
They should. We're going to drive over there. Darius and I both live in Florida. We're going to drive over there. All right. So we are going to the last question. We're going to see your point total. Xenia's at 46. Jacob's at 169.
Yeah, did I not get that last question right? Not that one, but the other one? The living single?
Yes.
He
did get the living single question correct.
So my point should be higher.
Yes, he should.
Hold up. We'll go to the judges here.
No, I think I got it right. He missed one of the numbers.
Let me go to the crowd per.
Somebody did get it right.
Yeah, it was
credited to Don.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it was four. Yeah, somebody had 3-2 and somebody had 2-3.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I had 3-2. I had the not correct one. Because okay. I think we only had like two answers too.
Did you only see two answers?
I did.
Darius.
Yeah, it looked like there was only two when it was displayed.
And there was
I'm sorry. One and two. Yep.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the last question. We look back at the tape. The last question is a multiple choice question. Again, multiple choice. Makes everybody's life easier. All right, so let's do our bid. This is your last chance to bid, ladies and gentlemen. So, just
and I can bid 100. Higher than I have. Can
just
I?
Go 100.
You can bid 100. You can bid 100. Up to 100.
Sure. Go 100 sure. And then double it.
I'll double it too for like
yeah. There you go.
Uh-oh. Damn it.
Double it. It's the last question. Don's
all right, I
math.
Guess I'll double it too.
Yeah, I'm doubling it too.
Might as well,
yeah, let's all double our stuff.
Let it ride.
Everybody's doubling the last question.
Wow. We've never had that happen before.
It the suspense. Let's go. Multiple choice. A, B, C, or D.
You know what? I don't want double actually.
Oh,
I thought this was solidarity, man.
Strategy. He says that you guys are going to get it wrong.
Wow.
All right.
Well, most likely, yeah.
Okay. So everybody's bid 100, but Don and Senya are going to go for 200 if they get it right. Jacob is only going to get 100 if he gets it right. Let's get to the question. 80s and 90s sitcom. Everybody Loves Raymond was set in which Eastern city? Which East Coast city was Everybody Loves Raymond set in? Was it A, Long Island, B, Atlanta, C, Queens, D, Boston? East Coast love. We've got West Coast and we've got Russia. 5 seconds. Everybody Loves Raymond. Let's see what the responses were. We've got two for Long Island. We've got one for Boston. New York versus Boston, oldest rivalry. Long Island is the correct answer, ladies and gentlemen. Long Island was the correct answer. Yes, Everybody Loves Raymond was set in Long Island, New York. So with that, man behind the curtain, let us know who's the big winner tonight, heading to the final round where they can win a wonderful Amazon gift card. It is Don Mega of Am I on the Air?
Woo!
With 427 big ones, Jacob and 269. Xenia, she was there until the very last question. If it was a scramble, if it was an all scrambled up, Xenia would have beat you guys.
Listen, she did pretty impressive for not, growing up on the content.
Right. Yes, you know.
Yeah. I've never seen the show, so.
And you forced me to double down because I just needed to compete. So thank you.
See, you just needed me to push you.
I don't think
you.
I would have done
welcome.
That without you. So thank you.
There you go.
You're so welcome. I'm just here to be hot and provide good ambience. So.
good Let ambience. Me look around. My wife is not around. Yeah, she's being hot. She's all right. Cool. Okay. So that being said, we are going to go to Don's final round. Now, these are questions curated based on what Don gave us. He says that he's a big fan of The Rock, Dexter, King of Queens. He loves the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and he's into comic book movies. So taking that in consideration, we're going to ask you, Don, 5 questions that are based around the Marvel movies. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So the questions are not going, you don't need to worry about the questions so much popping up on CrowdPer or whatever. You can see them right here on StreamYard as well. Darius, are you ready?
All right, pulling it up on the screen for us right now.
All right. No pressure, Don. I mean, this is just what you do.
This is just an Amazon
heat card. Of the moment. Man.
So, question one, Don. You got about 10 seconds. It. Where does Baskin Scott Robbins. Land? Oh, there we go. You need me to read it. Baskin Robbins.
Baskin Robbins okay. Always finds out.
All right. Next question. What is the name of the Super Soldier project that created Captain America?
The actual program.
Five seconds. I need an answer.
Yeah, damn. I would have called it the Super Soldier Project.
That's a nice name for a Super Soldier Project.
Yeah, I'm like, it was the Super Soldier. I'm like, I don't know of another nickname that was created for that. Crap.
Don likes damn. To keep it simple, but that disregard the ding, it's actually Project Reaper.
Wow. That does not ring a singular beat for me. That's crazy. That was actually spoken in the movie? or is that just a Google answer? I don't remember ever hearing that. That's crazy.
Project Rebirth. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Find me the quote. Get it back to you later.
Prove it.
He wants you to prove it.
You don't got to do it right now, but tweet me later. Let me know.
All right. So... Just for kicks, let's just move on and let's see how well he would do. So let's move on to question three. You know, just because.
Is that like a treat for us to like ridicule him for not being good with his own puppet? I think so.
All right. So while Thanos is a destroyer of worlds, he's also a father of how many kids does Thanos have?
I'll go with five.
Disregard the ding.
Man. Okay.
Yeah, five. There you go. I got it.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right. It was the three creatures, and then Gamora and Nebula.
Six.
I got it.
Two, three.
Oh no, there was four, wasn't there? There was four of the creatures.
That's
how we know this is not.
I remember Dara saying math was hard. Okay.
I don't know why all three of them were. All
right, Thor Odinson, the Asgardian god of thunder, rules the land and sky with his mystical powers.
Mjolnir.
Okay, here we go. Senya's like, oh, that's easy. All right, and
this is my favorite one, Don. Here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Michael Jackson was a huge comic book fan, so much so that he even approached Stanley about buying Marvel in the 90s just so he could play a character in a movie and name that Marvel character.
Oh, man. I do remember hearing about this. What was he going to be? Did he want to be Iron Man?
Negative.
No, was that Doctor Strange?
No.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was about to start doing this.
I thought you were Doctor Strange.
All right. So that, ladies and gentlemen, wraps up another episode of What's the Bid? Disregard the screaming babies and the technical difficulties. But don't forget to check out Xenia Did That on YouTube. Don't forget to check out Am I on the Air on all your social media platforms. They're so cute. And don't forget to holler at Jacob if you need your student loans to be fixed. This is What's the Bid. Don't forget to find us on all social media platforms. And also check out the show on Roku. Tell your friends. Good night.